CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump told steel workers in Pennsylvania,
we are going to be imposing a 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States.
He says the tariffs on aluminum imports will be raised as well beginning June 4th. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the impact.
That's going to increase costs a lot. Now, of course, the idea is to make people buy American-produced steel, but we have so much room to go in terms of ramping up production.
While in Pittsburgh, Mr. Trump also touted a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel, which steel workers celebrated.
The deal is incredible. This could be a renaissance for steel in the United States.
Several said while they think U.S. Steel is strong, this deal will make the company better. Now to your weekend weather, and out west, it is feeling like the middle of summer. Meteorologist David Parkinson says it's the first heat wave of the season, and it could set some records today.
Likely 24 records on Saturday from Southern California all the way up to the Canadian border. Boise will hit 100 degrees on Saturday. Missoula, Montana, up to 95. Reno, you're at the triple digits as well. Into the Central Valley of California, likely topping out at about 105.
While it's extremely hot in the west, much of the east coast is dealing with heavy rain and flooding. A salmonella outbreak linked to tainted cucumbers has expanded. The CDC reports nearly 4 dozen people in 18 states have gotten sick now. At least 16 had to be hospitalized after eating the cucumbers produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers, distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard 6 different cruise ships that departed from U.S. ports between late March and mid-April. Well, teams from Paris and Milan are vying for one of the most prestigious prizes in European soccer. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell with details.
Paris Saint-Germain is on fire currently. They are trying to lift their third trophy of their club season so far. And I know for a lot of people that may be confusing, what do you mean third trophy? But the way football works overseas is there's many different tournaments and many different ways to win. So what we're seeing today, it is the top of the top final championship that they're going for. They have won other trophies along the way.
The game kicks off in Munich at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball from Citizens Bank Park, where the Brewers faced the Phillies last night. Milwaukee got the win 6-2, thanks to a pair of home runs by Christian Yelich. D.L. Hall pitched the first three innings before Quinn Priester took over, manager Pat Murphy.
That was terrific. Quinn was best I've seen him. You know, six innings, sinker working, ground ball after ground ball, really stayed on it, competed. He was great. I mean, a difference maker in the game. Six innings, you know, there's been few and far between. Pitchers give us six, and he did it with 71 pitches, no walks, no free bases. That was awesome.
In golf, Mal Saigo of Japan shot 6 under par at Erin Hills to take the lead in the women's U.S. Open. The United States' Nelly Korda just 3 shots off the pace.
Definitely felt a little bit more confident on the putting green today. Made some putts, made 2 kind of silly bogeys. Other than that, felt really, really good out there.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Yeah. Agnelli, Eddie Borghetti, and the rest of the Young Rascals. Doing a little bit of good loving at WRJN. 48 degrees at Radio Park with Rick Johnson. And I'll tell you what, looks like it's going to be shaping up to be a nice day. You want the warmth? Tell you what, wait till Monday or Tuesday. You'll be wishing it was 48 again. Here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Edison Lighthouse at WRJN. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. It's Saturday morning with Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thank you for coming along. It's going to be a nice day. A little chilly right now, but it's definitely going to be a nice day. And as I said, if you like it hot, Monday and Tuesday are going to be for you. That's come up a little bit later on. But I want to tell you, tonight we have Raiders football. We're continuing that season, and they're going to be playing against the Detroit Ravens. Now, we're going to air the game featuring Don Wadowitz doing the play-by-play. The pregame is at 6:15, and kickoff is at 6:30. All right? And it's sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for over 125 years. Time and Again Music and more. Stern Events Vinyl Destination. Kelly Fries Emo XP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Because you're on Tropic Time. Always here at WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just 10 bucks. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a time to pause and remember your mental health is as important as your physical health. Jeff Olson's son struggled with stress and anxiety, and this father from the UP says he's speaking out to save lives.
He came to us, asked for help as a junior in high school, fought it for 3 more years, had a couple suicide attempts in between there. The anxiety and depression was too much for him, and he ended up taking his life. My wife and I felt the need to speak up and not hide this in hopes of educating people so they didn't have to go through what my son Daniel went through.
If you're struggling, you are not alone. Reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. The Suicide or Crisis Lifeline is available 24/7. You could call or text 988 anytime. Again, 988. Let's choose to connect and care for ourselves and others this month and every month. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
sounds good on your radio, doesn't it? Diana Ross and the Supremes, Where Did Our Love Go? It's Rick Johnson's Saturday Morning Soundtrack. Coming up next, after Lee Michaels, we're going to have the first installment of the Capsule Countdown 1960. Stick around, for it's going to be great. Michael's on WRJN. It's about 8:30. You know what that is, right? Time for the first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. I'd like to bring that to you. We do that Saturday mornings. We don't do it on our Saturday afternoon show, but we do it on Saturday mornings. So make sure you catch it when it comes up because it's kind of fun. This time we're going back to the year of 1960. Reaching way back for this one. The first CERN particle accelerator became operational in Geneva, Switzerland. Man, they were messing around with all that nuclear stuff even back then, huh? Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know where that's at? And that was established also in 1960. And France tests its first atomic bomb in the Sahara Desert of Algeria. That was all done in 1960. And what was on your radio dial in 1960? Well, more specifically, let's check out what was 1960. It was December 12th. Of 1960 sounded like this.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
Nine.
You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine.
Eight.
I should have listened when you told me so. Many, many years ago.
Seven.
A thousand stars in.
Six.
1.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Standing by for the number 4 song on this date.
Way up. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. A man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
Quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Yeah, the number 5 song was Johnny Horton. And North to Alaska coming up next hour, we're going to visit the year 1968.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, sunny skies today, but cool with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again with high temperatures in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Time of the season on WRJN, Rick Johnson, Saturday morning, and the mamas and the papas.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
whatever Monday comes. About whatever Monday comes, and you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, stay.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRG. And do me a favor, tell a friend, bring them along with you. They're going to love what they hear. Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba. Bye.
Oh, CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with wildfires to our north.